Coach, it was had to have been very satisfying getting those back-to-back wins against Syracuse, particularly in this really tight North Division, stringing those five games together. What were the biggest challenges tonight in this building?
I think we had a hokey start. I thought we really picked it up. I thought we were, for a long time, the better team on the ice. We just didn't score, and I think Leon showed that he's a pro after being pulled last night. He came back and played a very solid game in front of his team. Nothing really went in for us, and then they had a couple of same goal, kind of wrist shot from the point that find a way to get in. Was it perfect? No. Would I like our power play to be better? Yes. Would I like a little play here and there? I don't feel we got dominated. I just feel we weren't crisp enough to go get that first goal when we had them in the cable there in the second period for a while.
What was the key in last night's game? The difference between the second period and the first period was like night and day. What was the key to getting that turnaround happen?
Well, I think we had a lot of guys coming from everywhere. We had the Folden coming back from the NHL, Benmo coming back from the NHL, Dauphin just coming with us, Phil Verone making a comeback, new line. So I think after the first period, we settled in nicely last night and start playing north and being aggressive. And we did the same thing for most part of the game here. It just didn't connect on some of the plays that we could have maybe or didn't trigger in. But again, I'm going to give credit to Lyon that bounced back.
Your first impressions of Laurent Dauphin?
Well, I know him. He's got a hockey sense. He's a good player. You know, our job is to make sure that he feels good. He has fun. He had a few scoring chances in the first two games and it didn't go in for him. So we're gonna keep letting settle him in the team. And it's like for everybody, Phil Verone and Venmo and those guys. Now we got to make sure that they feel comfortable. We're right there with our team. I think we had enough scoring chances to win tonight. Let's see how we do tomorrow.
Is the general plan right now to keep Vedemo on the wing like he was when he was playing up at the big club, or is that just kind of how it's working out?
Well, he wants to play on the wing. He's been asking me a couple times. I think he's okay. I like the player, but, you know, he's been a center for us. He's been good. He was in NHL, didn't play that much when he was in NHL, but he played the wing, so he wanted to keep going with that position, and we're gonna feel it out and see how we do tomorrow.
Especially when you get guys like Folan who come back after being put on waivers and clearing and so forth, you've got then extra players. Tonight's Josh Brooks, second night healthy scratch. Will we see him this weekend? Or
yeah, we're going to see how things guys do tomorrow. The plan would be to keep everybody as close, have playing shape and get him in the lineup for sure. But obviously we got a lot of body back in like 2 weeks ago. We didn't have enough body. Now we get too many. So that's the reality of the AHL, and we're going to have to manage that. And we have 1 weekend after that. We have a week to reset and go. So we'll see.
Biggest keys to win tomorrow in Bridgeport?
I think 3-3, you just got to make sure you get gutsy effort from everybody. Just kind of chip it away. They're not always the cleanest game, but they're a game where you get challenged and you can stick together and go get one of those greasy wins, as we like to call them, where they're not perfect, but guys have good intention and manage the game well. Thank you.